A song written in 1842 by the German composer Mendelssohn, lost for nearly 150 years, has been found among the papers of a musician in America. More details from Rebecca Jones.
You're listening to music that no one has heard for nearly 150 years. Mendelssohn wrote this song in 1842. It was a private commission, and the manuscript was never published. And it's being played for us by the pianist Christopher Glynn and the singer Amy Williamson from the Royal College of Music. What's your reaction to hearing this for the first time?
Well, it's lovely to hear and beautifully sung. It's a very short song, very simple, not at all elaborate, yet very effective. And Mendelssohn, like all great composers, in addition to writing intricate works, could also write very straightforward, modest pieces, which nevertheless are very expressive. I mean, all composers have their better days and off days, but this is certainly not one of Mendelssohn's off days.
What do we know about how the song came to be written?
We know quite a lot about its history, in that it was written at the specific request of an acquaintance of his in Berlin in 1842.
We're having a look at the manuscript now.
It's just a single-page manuscript, but at the end it has this inscription by Mendelssohn with his customary wonderful signature. I mean, Mendelssohn's signatures are a work of art in themselves.
So that's how we can be sure that this is genuine.
It is, in fact, genuine, that's right. And there is also, with the manuscript, a little letter that Mendelssohn wrote a few days later. And the letter is significant because he makes it clear that he written this song specifically, and he asks him not to let other people have it to copy and so on.
So therefore, it is quite possible that what we've just listened to is the first public performance of this song.
I think almost certainly.